Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabiha Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabiha Gopi Jana Balava Kiribarada Gopi Jana Balava Kiribarada Yashura Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yashura Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Natira Bana Chaha Yamunatira Bana Chaha Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabiha Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabiha Gopi Jana Balava Kiribarada Gopi Jana Balava Kiribarada Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Banacha Yamuna Tira Banacha Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabiha Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabiha Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya What verse are we on?
We are speaking Canto 11, chapter 8, verse number 4.
Okay, very good.
We 们学的诗节是《博伽瓦坛》的第十一篇的第八章的第四十节。
你试试。 story of Pingala. Oja Saho Balayutam Dibrajeham.
Sorry, Marge.
Oja Saho Balayutam.
Oja Saho Balayutam.
Vibhradeham akarmakam.
Vibhradeham akarmakam.
Chayano vitta nidrascha.
Chayano vitta nidrascha.
Nehatendriya vanapi.
Nehatendriya vanapi.
Oja saho balayutam.
Oja saho balayutam.
Vibhradeham akarmakam.
Vibhradeham akarmakam.
Chayano vitta nidrascha.
Chayano vitta nidrascha.
Chayano vitta nehe tendriya vanapi.
Nehi tendriya vanapi.
Oja, sensual strength.
Oja, 感官上的力量。Saha.
Mental strength.
心智的力量。
Bala, physical strength.
Bala, 身体的力量。
Yutam, endowed with.
Yutam, 由什么而赋予。
Vibrat, maintaining.
Vibrat, 维系。
Deham.
Deham.
The body.
具体。
Akarmakam.
Akarmakam.
Without endeavor.
不需要努力。
Shayana.
Shayana.
Remaining peacefully.
保持平静。
Sita.
Sita.
Free.
摆脱。
Nidra.
Nidra.
From nescience.
从无知。
Nidra is usually translated as sleep, but sleep is nescience, ignorance.
那 Nidra 呢通常被翻译成是睡眠，那睡眠它本来就是一种无知的状态。
Although Kapila Dev said that sleep is a function of intelligence.
但是 Kapila Dev 他就说呢，睡眠它是一种智慧的知觉。
Because if we don't sleep is ignorance, but if we don't sleep, our intelligence won't function. We have to get enough sleep, but not too much.
因为如果我们要是不睡觉的话呢，我们就没有办法让我们的智性很好的去工作。所以呢，我们必须要有一定的睡眠，但是我们又不能睡得太多。
Krishna says one who sleeps too much or sleeps too little, both are bad.
Sorry, maybe you didn't hear the last word.If we sleep too much and too little.
It's bad. If we sleep too much, we get ignorant, we get dull. If we don't sleep enough, we get sick.
Okay. So Krishna 说呢，如果我们要是睡得太多或睡得太少都不行。因为如果我们要是睡太多的话呢，我们就会变得很愚昧，变得很愚钝。但如果我们要睡得太少呢，我们就会生病。
Cha and.
Cha 和。
not.
Not, 不.
Iha, should endeavor.
Iha, 应该努力.
Indriyavan, possessing full mental and sensual strength.
Indriyavan, 持有完全的身体的心智的以及感官的力量。
Bodily mental and sensual. Api, even though.
Api, 即使。
A saintly person remained peaceful and materially inactive, maintaining his body without much endeavor, even though possessed of full sensual, mental, and physical strength. A saintly person should not become active for material gain, but rather should always remain alert to his actual self-interest.
译文：圣人应该 译文：圣人应该始终平和，在物质上无为，不要在维持躯体上过于努力。即便是感官、心智和躯体力量充沛，圣人也不该为了物质得意而变得活跃，而应该总是留意真正的自我福祉。
Okay, Yao Tzu, by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada.
这要指的是Srila Prabhupada的门徒所提供的。
The word Vita Nidra in this is very important. Nidra means sleep or ignorance, and Vita means freed from.In other words, a transcendentalist should always be awake to his eternal relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead and should carefully cultivate Krishna consciousness. Being confident of his relationship with the Lord, he should not endeavor for his personal maintenance, knowing that the Lord is protecting him in all respects. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur.States that the example of the python is given so that one will not uselessly waste his time in bodily maintenance.
本节诗的 Vita Nidra 十分的关键。Nidra 的意思呢是睡眠或无知。Nidra 的意思是从什么什么中解脱出来。也就是说，超人主义者应该总是留意自己跟至尊人格手持的永恒关系，小心谨慎地培养着 Krishna 知觉。既然确信自己跟主的关系，他就不该为了一己的生存而竭力奋斗，而应该明白主在全方位的保护他。Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur 说，列举蟒蛇的例子是为了说明人不要在维持躯体上浪费时间。
One should not think, however, that the purpose of life is to lie on the ground like the python or to make a show of starving the body.The example of the python should not encourage one to become completely inactive. One should rather become active in spiritual advancement and inactive in material sense gratification. If one becomes completely inactive, that is nidra, the darkness of ignorance, in which one remains asleep to his identity as an eternal servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
然而人不该认为生命的目的是要像蟒蛇一样躺在地上装模作样的忍饥挨饿。蟒蛇的例子不是鼓励人无所事事，而是人应该积极活跃地求取灵性的进步，在物质感官享乐上变得无为。人如果变得懒散无所事事，就是依着愚昧无知，深陷其中的人始终都昧于一己是人格守神的永恒仆人的身份。
Okay, so we'll go over that in a little bit. I spoke a little bit about the ignorance, and this is an interesting.Way to look at it.
那刚才呢，我讲了一点关于愚昧的这个话题。那现在，这个药学里面给我们展示了一个很有意思的，去 看这个事情的角度。
That nidra means asleep to one's real identity.
那么这 nidra 的意思呢，就是一个人在他真正的身份的状态下去睡觉。
So most people, it's like, you know, they're dreaming. It's a Prabhupada said night dream and day dream. They're actually like sleepwalking, even though they're working and running around or being sports stars or movie stars. They don't know who they are. They're just pushed around by the modes of nature and their karma.
大部分的人呢都是处在一种睡眠的状态。舍法巴经常就会说，这人他无论是在晚上做梦也好，还是在做白日梦也好，那么他虽然说白天呢是在做各种各样的事情，但是他依然呢实际上是在这种物质自然的驱使之下，在从事着自己根本就不知道在从事的什么活动。那比如说像那些非常有名的这些影星或者明星，他觉得好像自己挺了不起的，但其实他自己根本就不知道自己真正的身份是什么。
So it's very nicely that you know, we shouldn't work too hard to maintain the body. We have to eat enough, sleep enough, you know, work enough, play enough, but not that, you know, like we're just only concerned maintaining the body. More people now, they don't even worry about taking care of their body and decorating it.
Mm-hmm.那所以说呢，我们不应该太过于的去为了维系我们的生活而去活动。那我们的每个人呢，确实是需要就吃一些东西，然后呢也需要睡一定的觉，然后呢也需要去工作一定的时间，然后也需要有一定的玩耍的时间，但是呢不要过度去从事所有的这些活动。
They're more concerned about taking care of their clothes and their shoes than they are about their body.
而且呢，就是不要过度的去为了维系自己的身体去做这种事情。但是有些人呢，他其实根本就没有去维系自己的身体，他只不过呢是在更多的去关心着去打扮他的身体的这些衣服，自己穿成什么样啊？
There's a very nice sentence that says one should become, not that we become inactive when we don't do anything.
但是在这一段里面也讲了一个很重要的要点，就是一个人呢，他也不应该是处在一个不为的状态，就是不做任何事情的状态。
One should become active in spiritual advancement and inactive in material sense.
那么，所以一个人呢，他应该在灵性上要求取进步这件事情上很活跃，但是呢，对于物质的感官享乐这件事情呢，他应该处在一个不活跃的状态。
So if you go to Bhagavad Gita chapter 4, number 16,
如果我们要是看《佛家梵歌》第四章第十六十节的话。
I remember one Mataji in Japan, she used to ask about this one many times. And it's a good
one. 那我记得在日本的一位Mataji就询问过这个师姐。
Even the intelligent are bewildered in determining what is action and what is inaction. Now I shall explain to you what action is, knowing which you should be liberated from all misfortune.
这件事是这样的，就连聪明人也分不清楚什么是活动，什么是不活动。我现在告诉你什么是活动，了解到它，你就能够摆脱一切不幸。
Number 17.
然后第十七时间。
The intricacies of action are very hard to understand. Therefore, one should know properly what action is, what forbidden action is.And what inaction is.
那第十七世界这样说的，活动的错综复杂很难理解，因此应该正确的了解什么是活动，什么是被禁止的活动，什么是不活动。
The Sanskrit words is karma and akarma.
Action and not action. 汉文词呢是 karma 和 akarma， 也就是活动和不活动。
I don't know how it came out in Chinese. In English, it's very confusing. So, but we have to know what is what we should do and what we shouldn't do.
对，所以说呢，我们就必须要知道我们应该做什么，以及我们不应该做什么。
So non-action wouldn't necessarily mean not doing anything, but for devotee it means for the karmis they're very busy, but they're really doing nothing because they're just going, you know, they're just going nowhere because they have no goal in life that's spiritual.
所以说呢，在这里面说的 arkama 不活动，并不意味着我们什么都不做了。那么那些 karmi。虽然说呢，他看着好像特别的忙碌，但事实上呢，他属于是处在一种无事忙的状态，因为他始终都做的是一件他没有真正的目标而去完成的事，因为他没有任何的灵性的追求。
Let's see what the next one is. Karma, ya karma, ya pashe, 7, 18.Shir Ba. Karmanya karmaya pashet arkamanicha karmaya sabudiman manuseshu shayukta kritsna karma krit. That's very nice sound. Very nice poetry.
这第十八十节是非常美的一节诗歌。
If you like poetry, read Bhagavad Gita. It's very beautiful. Srimad Bhagavatam also.
如果大家非常喜欢诗歌的话呢，就应该读《薄伽梵歌》《顺念薄伽瓦檀》，还有《Brahma Samhita》《梵天本集》。
So, one who sees inaction is intelligent and man, and he has transcendental position, although engaged in all sorts of activities.
谁能在活动中看到不活动，在不活动中看到活动，谁就是明智的人。他虽然从事各种活动，但却处在超然的境界中。
So that's tricky in English, very tricky. I hope in Chinese it came out more clear. In Sanskrit, it's clear.
那就这个时节呢，如果是从英文上来说呢，其实是挺难理解的。然后马尔说，不知道咱们中文的这个翻译过来以后，是不是让人有时候觉得很困惑？但是呢，这节诗的范文是非常清晰的。
But it's like in the Bhagavad Gita, another place, Krishna says that what is the time of awakening for the conditions, or is the time of sleep for the spiritual realized?
那么就像在《薄伽梵歌》里面也提到了，那么对于这个，So much could you say it again?
I can't remember which verse it is, but the time of awakening for the conditioned soul is the time of resting, sleeping for the spiritually realized.
Yeah, that's chapter 2, verse number 69. Would you refer to that verse?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Yeah, 就刚才马尔说的是《薄伽梵歌》第二章的第69诗节。就是对于这个众生，就是对于我看啊，这世界是这样说的，就众生的黑夜是自控者，
so,
是自控的人清醒的时候，而众生醒来的时候呢，就是内省圣人的黑夜。
By the last Prabhu, when he first met Prabhupada, he asked him about that verse.
By the last Prabhu, 当他第一次见到是 Prabhu。他今天第一次见到舍利帕帕的时候呢，他就向舍利帕帕询问了这第二章第69世界。
And Prabhupada, that means when the materialists see us chanting and, you know, worshiping the deities, and they think those people are doing nothing, they're just wasting their time.
他说呢，当物质主义者看， 他说当物质主义者看到奉献者在对神像进行崇拜在进行 RT 的时候呢，他们就觉得这些人在无所事事，在浪费时间，所以呢他们就会笑话他们。
And we, when we see them working so hard just to get money, then we laugh.
但是呢当奉献者看见这些这个非奉献者只是非常努力的去赚钱的时候呢，那奉献者也会去笑话他们。
So, we see they're not doing anything. They're just working so hard, but, you know, they're very busy, but they're not doing anything spiritual. So we don't see that it's really any good anything.
但是我们觉得呢，他们什么也没做，他们虽然说很努力的在做各种各样的事情，但是呢他只是在做跟灵性没不相关的事儿，所以呢我们就觉得他们在浪费时间，什么也没做。
So we can see that, and then when we can see that the person who's just sitting down chanting Hare Krishna is really doing something, they're doing the most important thing.
当我们看到有人坐在那儿，他在念诵他的 Krishna 的圣名的时候，我们就觉得这个人就是在干事儿，而且他是在做最重要的事情。
So there's some, you know, very important verses, and it seems like it helps to understand them.
Maharaj, the voice is broken. It seems that could you say it again?
These are very important verses from the Bhagavad Gita. These are important verses from the Bhagavad Gita, and this verse in the Bhagavatam is helps to clear up the meaning.
OK. 那么刚才马尔吉他所说的这些师节呢，都是在《薄伽梵歌》里面很重要的师节。那么在今天我们所看到的圣典薄伽瓦坛的这个师节呢，就更加的帮助我们了解了在《薄伽梵歌》中这些师节的意思。
So, that's very nice. One should become active in spiritual advancement and not active in material sense gratification.
所以呢，就清晰地告诉我们，我们呢，应该是在灵性的进步上做，变得非常的活跃，但是呢，在物质的感官享乐这一方面呢，让自己成为一个无为的人。
Not that we don't talk, but we talk about Krishna.
并不是说我们连话也不说了，而是当我们在说话的时候呢，我们要讲述关于 Krishna 的话题。
We work for Krishna, cook for Krishna.
然后呢，我们要为 Krishna 工作，要为 Krishna 做服务。
So next paragraph, the transcendentalist is eager to exercise his service to the Lord. Therefore, he's grateful.When the Lord provides material facilities for such service.
超然主义者，咱们现在接着读今天这十节的要旨啊，下面这一段，超然主义者切望服务主，因此他感谢主为这种服务提供了物质的便利。Maharaj?
Yeah. Mere renunciation of the material world is palgu vairagya, or immature stage of spiritual understanding. One must come to the stage of yukta vairagya, engaging everything in the service of the Lord. It is our own practical experience that a devotee absorbed in spreading Krishna consciousness automatically receives all experience facilities.
一味的弃绝物质世界叫做 Palgu Vairagya, 不成熟的灵性理解阶段。人应该到达 Yukta Vairagya, 把一切用来服务主 Krishna 的境界。我们实际看到全身心的传播 Krishna 知觉的奉献者自动的能够得到维持个人生存的所有便利。
So we don't just give up everything, like, you know, sometimes Mayavadis say, don't think about anything, don't see anything, don't hear anything, That's not right. We want to think about Krishna, right?
所以说呢，并不是说我们想放弃做的一切，因为有的时候 Mayavadi 他就会说呢，不要想任何事情，然后也不要谈任何事情的这个话题。不是这样的，因为我们希望能够想着 Krishna。
We want to think about Krishna. We want to work for Krishna. We want to.
我们想谈论关于 Krishna 的话题，我们希望能够为 Krishna 活动，为 Krishna 而工作。
But we don't want to do things that are material against Krishna.
但是呢，我们可不希望做任何去反对、背离 Krishna 的事情。
So.False renunciation, you know, because someone thinks I won't do anything, you know, I, no.
所以呢，这个假的弃绝的意思就是我什么都不想做了，不是这样的。
You know, we might hear, well, the six Goswamis, they didn't sleep very much, so we think, okay, I won't sleep, but we can't do that.
那我们也都听到了，因为 Goswami 他们睡的并不多。那所以呢，我们也想，我们也跟他们一样，我们也不睡了。但其实我们是做不到这一点的。
Somebody eats, you know, the Goswami's Rupans, they were eating like not even every day.
比如说，像六位 Goswami， 他们在吃东西这方面也特别的少。比如像说了 Rupa Goswami， 甚至于不是每天都吃东西。
So we want to give up sense gratification.
所以我们希望能够放弃的呢是感官享乐。
We want to let go of Maya.
我们希望放掉的是 Maya.
Not that we give up everything. You know, like some people think suicide means, you know, spiritual advancement.
那并不是说我们想放弃所有的一切，有的人就觉得好像自杀就是得到灵性上的进步。
Some people are just frustrated, so they just leave their family. It's too much trouble. I'll renounce. But no, that's bad.
那有些人呢，就是因为觉得非常的沮丧，觉得他的家庭生活给他造成了太多的麻烦，所以就离家出走了。不是的，并不是这样去做。
Okay, so, go ahead. Your time?
Yeah, you're supposed to talk to when? Now it's 8:15.
Yeah, so are there any questions?
Okay, Marge 问，请问大家有没有任何的问题？Hi, Krishna Maharaj. At this point, I haven't seen any questions yet. The Maharaj said that please hold on, wait for a little while.
They always come.
Okay.
Meanwhile, I just remind, I've been reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, and it's stressed very much that before chanting Hare Krishna, you know, we should worship Panchatattva. Before worshiping Radha Krishna, we should worship Panchatattva.
Mm-hmm.
So let's remember that.
OK， 那个妈妈说呢，我她在等着大家来提这个问题啊。但在这之前呢，她说她这两天在读《Chaitanya Charitamrita》有很多《Chaitanya 经》，那么这里面呢就强调了一点，就是当我们在念诵圣名之前，也就是还有就是当我们在崇拜 Radha 和 Krishna 之前呢，我们一定要先崇拜 Panchatattva 无圣体。那么这个是被反复强调的，所以妈妈是提醒我们要让我们注意这一点。
Okay.
Yeah, Marge, but you said that before we chant the holy name, we need to worship Panchatattva. But in which way? Through chanting their prana mantra?
Yeah,
or
chant the Panchatattva mantra. We always do for kirtan.
Okay. 那么就跟我妈妈就有这个。 跟他确认了一下 就是去崇拜五圣体是怎么样的崇拜方式呢 就是念诵五圣体的祷文 也就是说在每次在念诵圣名之前呢 一定要念诵五圣体的祷文
And before we worship Radha and Krishna we should worship Gaudiya Panchatattva
而且呢在我们在崇拜 Radha and Krishna 之前呢 我们也一定要先崇拜 Gaudiya
The way to worship Lord Chaitanya is by the Panchatattva, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Shiva Sadi, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda, those are all different. It's all Krishna, but different aspects of
Krishna. 那这五圣体呢,都是 Krishna, 其实都是 Krishna 的不同的方面。 Maharaj, here is a question. From Chen Chen Mataji, Dingbai Gurudev, 想在灵性上求取进步, 怎样发现在自己灵性上是进步的呢? Okay, please accept my vulnerable obeisances to you. My question is that, I want to make some improvement in my spiritual practice. However, how can I realize that I'm making progress on the spiritual path? What are the symptoms to say that I am making progress?
One thing is you keep trying.
其中一个方面呢,就是你在一直不断地在努力。
Just like, say you're walking somewhere. If you keep walking, you're making progress, right?
那就比如说,如果你要是要走到某个地方的话, 如果你要是不断地朝那个方向走的话, 您就一定是会前进的,对吧?
Of course, we have to know, you know, the right road to walk on or the right direction to go.
那当然呢,我们必须要知道我们走的是这条正确的路上,知道我们走的是正确的方向。
If we're always thinking, I have to make progress, that means we're making progress. We're understanding our small position and fallen position.
那如果我要是总是在想着我必须要进步的话，那我在这个前进之途上我就一定是会进步的，而且呢是在一点点的往前走的进步。And
we're losing interest in material activities.
而且呢，我们也会失去对物质活动的兴趣。We
want to. So we want to be with devotees, we want to kirtan, we want to read the Bhagavatam.
那比如说我们希望能够和，那比如说有很多种小事都能证明，比如说呢，我希望能够和我总是希望能够和奉献者在一起啊，然后呢，我想唱诵圣名啊，我想阅读圣典薄伽瓦坛呐，我不想再吃这个没有供奉过的食物啊，我总是想要去吃普沙的呢，就所有这些都在一起在进步的。
That's a good humble question.
您这个问题呢是一个非常好的，而且是一个很谦卑的展现您心中的问题。So the next question from 幸运星 Lucky Star, 感恩诸位的精彩的讲课，谢谢您。灵魂有手有脚有头有脸有嘴巴，那么念诵圣名是灵魂自我的职责吗？ Maharaj, thank you very much for your beautiful lecture. My question is that for the soul, has the hand, has the feet, has the head, has the face, and also has the mouth. So my question is that if chanting the holy name is the soul's duty to do?
Again?
Okay. She is saying that the soul, you know, the soul has a hand, has a hands, has feet, has head, has face, and also has a mouth. So if the the activity of holy name chanting is the duty of the soul itself.
Yeah, it's for, that's a spiritual activity. Even though our body is, we use our body to chant, but it's actually the soul is chanting.
Like
you told Haridas Thakur, if you don't stop chanting, we're going to kill you.
那比如说呢，这个打手对对哈尔达斯塔库尔说，如果你要是不停止念诵的话，那我们就会把你给杀死。
And Haridas said, "You can cut my body into 1,000 pieces, but I'll still chant."
然后哈尔达斯塔库尔说呢，你可以把我的身体给剁成千万片，但是我依然还是会接着念诵。
Okay.
Yeah.
And then if we're chanting, we will use, you know, what our body for other, whatever other things we can do.
但是呢，当我们在念诵的时候呢，其实我们是会用我们的躯体或者躯体身上的各种各不同的器官来做这件事情来念诵的。The next question from Radha Nanda Mataji, Hare Krishna, 深深的感恩圣 Gurudeva。对荣耀和沙旦总是充满了期待，这也是欲望吗？现在除了和沙旦，对任何食物都没有兴趣，这是不是多多荣耀和沙旦的结果呢？谢谢翻译，谢谢主持人，谢谢每位奉献者。Hare Krishna, thank you very much. Sure, good day. My question is that because now I have more and more desire for glorifying the prasadam.Is that also a kind of, desire? I mean, it's kind of a, just using the word
yes.
of, it's a kind of a lust. It's a kind of a lust. And because right now, other than prasadam, I don't have any interest in any other type of food. So if this is the consequence from,glorifying more and more prasadam, because, you know, glorifying more and more prasadam to honor more and more, I mean, because honoring more and more prasadam to get the consequence of only want to have prasadam but not any other food.
That's very good. That's a sign of spirit. I was going to say that before, that that's a sign of spiritual advancement. When you only want to have prasadam.
Mm-hmm.这个是非常好的。那么这其实我也是刚才想说的，就是对于灵性上进步的其中的一个标志，就是只想荣耀 prasadam 了，不想吃别的食物。
So the best way to glorify prasadam is to distribute it.
但是呢，最好的荣耀 prasadam 的方法就是去派发 prasadam.
In that way, other people will.Understand its glories.
因为以这样的方式呢，就使得其他的人也能够理解 prasadam 的荣耀了。
If they're a little bit okay people, then you can tell them that what it is, and some people you just you can tell them it is, or they might not want it, but they will eat it if they just think this is really nice.
那么对于有些人呢，他如果能接那你就向他讲述更多一点关于 prasadam 的意义。但是对于有些人呢，如果你要是跟他讲了 prasadam 的意义的话呢，他可能就不会再想吃这个 prasadam。所以呢，您就不要跟他讲这 prasadam 的意义所在，吃让他吃就好了。
So that's very good. We should prasadam is Krishna.
所以这非常好，因为 prasadam 就是 Krishna。
So if you only want to eat prasadam, that means it's a spiritual realization.
那所以说，如果你要只是想荣耀 prasadam 的话，那也就意味着得到了灵性的觉悟。
Okay, very good.
非常好。 下面一个问题是来自于花环妈太吉的，顶拜姑鲁，顶拜大家。很多时候我很难与非奉献者或者社会各阶层的人相处。Krishna 以超灵居于每个人的心中，只要我善待每一个人，他自然就会体会到。如果以物质方面相处，那对方是心意 Maya 的回馈吗？如果以物质方面，小茹这个问题其实我不是特别的理解。顶拜 ，sorry, Maharaj, I need to you know digest this question a little bit. Basically, she's saying that please accept my vulnerable obeisances. Sometimes it's a little bit hard for me to get along well with the non-devotees or whoever in the society. However, Lord Krishna, he is situated in everyone's heart as a super soul. As long as I'm very nicely to treat everyone.Then the other one actually do can feel my kindness to him, right? However, if I have some, you know, material or orientation to treat the others, so the others will also, you know, respond me, with the Maya.You know, I'm not exactly sure what, you know, what the question is like. Basically, you know, this is kind of a general idea about that. Do you get that? Or I need to clarify more?
I'm not quite sure either.
Yeah.
It's a difficult thing. We have trouble, you know, I don't know about your country because I don't read Chinese, but...
Yeah.
In English, on Facebook...You know, there's so many talks about relationships. You know, it's a big, big thing all over the world that people have trouble relating with other people.
Okay.
For many reasons.
那个花环是这样的啊，就是我把你这个问题大概的问了一下咕噜，但咕噜他其实也不是特别理解，因为是我自己没翻译好。但是呢，咕噜说呢，因为他不是中国人，所以呢，他对于咱们中国的这种关系呢，他其实搞不清楚。但是呢，从这个脸书上也能够看到，其实世界各地的人对于在这个关系相处上，其实都是有很多麻烦的。
So.We have trouble in relationships. We should think it's my problem instead of thinking the other people, you know.
所以说呢，就是当我们在和别人相处遇到了问题的时候呢，我们正确的想法是应该认为这是我的问题，是我的问题导致了我不能够跟人家很好的相处，而不应该是认为是对方的问题，所以我们不能够很好的相处。
Because of the uncontrolled mind.
那这原因呢，就是由于我们有这个没有被办法被控制的心意，那么这心意呢是最强大的。
So it can be compared to a dog.
那么这可以被比喻成是一条狗。
Now some people, they have their dog on a rope, you know, and they have a chain on his neck.
那有些人呢，他会给这个狗拴上绳子，然后这个绳呢会套在狗的脖子上。
And people are, you know, the dog is rah, 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 and chasing, and they're always pulling the dog back. Sometimes they slap it.
那么就是当这个狗它开始狂吠的时候呢，牵着这个狗的人呢，他总是会把这个狗再给牵回来。
Sometimes the dog is pulling them.
但有的时候呢，这狗呢，它会使劲拖着人走。
And other people, the dog is trained, and the dog walks along with them very nicely. And if they tell it to sit down, it sits down. It doesn't. And if they tell it to go do something, it does it. You know, because they train their dog. It takes practice.
但有的时候呢。这狗的主人呢，就会把这条狗呢给训得特别的好，他不需要给这狗穿这个拴上绳子，这狗就很乖的在他身边走。如果呢，他让这狗坐，他就坐；让狗别这么干这事儿，这狗还不会去干这件事情，很听话。
And the dog will be nice to everybody and nice to other dogs, and not get angry about, you know, and some dogs, every time they see another dog, they try to chase it. And so some people's mind is like that because they haven't trained their mind.
They let their mind train them. 但是有些狗呢就不一样了，它只要见着狗它就会去追人家。那么这个人的心意也是如此，那有人的这个心意呢，因为他没有经受过很好的这种训练，所以呢他就会到处狂跑乱吠。而有的人呢，他的这个心意受到很好的训练的时候呢，他就不会随意的到处乱跑。
So there's one famous dog trainer.
那有这么一个非常著名的训狗师。
And people bring their dog and they say, my dog, you know, he's wild, he chases everybody, you know, and I can't do anything.
然后有人呢就带着他的狗就来找这个训狗师，说我这狗啊太不听话了，而且呢逮谁追谁，而且总是特别的狂野，所以我怎么没办法制服得了他。
And then this man takes the dog, and the same dog is immediately very nice and happy and friendly.
但是这个狗呢，被这个人训过之后呢，就这同样的这条狗，那它的这个举止呢就会很柔和了，而且呢，它也会这个很友善。
And he tells the people, it's you, you're the problem. The dog is just representing your mind.
You have to train your mind. 那么然后呢这个训狗师就对这个
狗的这个主人说，其实问题不是出在这狗身上，而是出在你的身上，是出在你自己的心意上，你必须要去训练你自己的心意才可以。Busy in something that's good for the mind, purifying.
所以说呢，我们就应
该 relate to other people better.
所以说呢，我们就应该让 Krishna 来管住我们的心意。这就是为什么我们要维度国家放歌，我们要念诵圣名。那么通过这样的方式呢，使我们的这个心意呢，就能够专注在一些更好的这些事情上。那么当我们的这个心意得到更好的这个专注点了以后，就会变得净化，从而呢。这个就能够更好的去对待其他的人了。
Okay.
Yes, Marge.
Some people, you know, there are people, there are wild dogs that you have to keep them in a cage, you know, but that's because they were never trained.
但是呢，还有一些。
Some people train a dog to be vicious.You can do that also.
What? Sorry.
They train the dog to attack other people. They train the dog to fight.
Okay.
You can teach it either way. So
okay.
We have to teach our mind to be good, to be nice.
Okay. 那么就是有的时候呢，这个就人们会把这个狗给关在笼子里面，以这样的方式去训练它，让它变得柔和。但是还有的人呢，他会把这个狗给训练成是一头是一只战犬，然后是要训练这狗去打架。所以呢，就是可以有不同的方式去训练这条狗。所以对于我们来说，训练我们的心意也是如此。那么我们呢，要让我们的心意被训练得更加的柔和，更加的善良。欢欢妈妈姐，如果你要是觉得阿姑回答了你的问题，您就不用再问了。如果是觉得姑没回答的话，那你就再把这个问题再问一下啊。那下面这个问题呢，是来自于 Radha Ananda 妈妈姐的，参加过一种联谊 ，Prashadam 是参加联谊的奉献者分别带过来的，荣耀过这样拼凑在一起的 Prashadam 明显会感觉不舒服，头晕头胀，怎么会出现这样的情况呢？This question is from Radha Ananda Mataji. She said that I have joined a kind of association, and this association's prasadam has been brought by different devotees. So in this sangha, we have all type of prasadams brought by devotees. However, after I after taking those prasadam, I feel very uncomfortable. I feel my mind is getting confused, and also I feel a little bit dizzy, you know, have those kind of uncomfortable symptoms. So why is that?
I don't know.
我不知道为什么会是这样的情况。
Are you sure it's cooked by devotees?
那你确认这些服务这些吃的是由奉献者所烹制的吗？
Sometimes neophyte devotees, they bring something that they didn't cook, it's just from the,
you know. 那有的时候呢，就是这个prasadam 它是由这个新奉献者所烹制的，所以可能这个 prasadam 可能也不是特别的好。So the next question from 平淡。请问 Guru, 因为听了 Krishna 的消时光，所以祈祷时可以想象 Krishna 的形体或者他的故事，但您建议要先向 Garnitai 祈祷，可又听说永恒的 Chaitanya 经里建议是最后读的经典，我还是初学的学生，对主 Chaitanya 不是知道很多，不是很有感情，那应该怎么做好呢？谢谢您。 My question is thatBecause I have heard some pastime about Sri Krishna. So while I am praying, I do imagine the pastime of Lord Krishna and also his form. And however, according to your suggestion just now, you said that we need to pray to Lord Garanitai before, you know, we...worship Radha and Krishna. And I also heard
before you started chanting,
Sorry, there was another half of the question. Do you want to hear them or you want to hear them?
Okay.
Then I also heard that Chaitanya Charitamrita is the, you know, is the most, highest, sastra. So we have been suggested to read as the final sastra. Because I am still the beginner, so I am not really that familiar with Lord Chaitanya, and I don't have much of affection to him. So what to do? What is the right way to do?
Any book you want to read is good, because it's all Krishna.
Sorry?I didn't hear the first part.
Any of Prabhupada's books, whatever you like, you read it. That's Prabhupada's. It's just like a bowl of ice cream. If you take it from this side or that side, it doesn't matter. It's all ice cream.
Okay. 就是只要是Sri Prabhupada写的书，读哪一本都是好的。您就选一本您最喜欢读的就好了。那么Sri Prabhupada举了一个例子，就好像是冰激凌的例子。那无论是从冰激凌的这边咬还是从冰激凌的那边咬都是一样的，因为它都是冰激凌。
So what I said before, we chant Hare Krishna, we chant Panchatattva, because then we can approach Krishna. So if you're chanting and you remember Krishna, that's great, you're very lucky.
那刚才我说的呢是当您在阅读在念诵圣名之前，要先念诵的是五圣体的祷文 Panchatattva 的祷文，因为我们是通过五圣体来接近 Radha 和 Krishna 的。但是如果您要是在念诵圣名的时候，如果能够记忆起 Krishna 的逍遥时光或者他的形象的话，那您是非常幸运的，而且能够做到这一点也是非常好的。
But we shouldn't make a special effort to try to remember Krishna.But if we automatically remember Krishna, that's Krishna's mercy.
但是呢，就当我们在念诵的时候，我们不应该有意的、努力的去想着 Krishna。但是如果要是我们在念诵的时候无意中这样很自然的去想起 Krishna 的话，那这是非常好的，这是 Krishna 给我们展现的仁慈。
So that's, you know, we want to remember Krishna no matter what we're doing. The holy name is Krishna, and you know, we'll remember Krishna. That's why we want to hear about Krishna. We want to see the form of Krishna. And that's...
Krishna. 那我们通过念诵圣名，或者是我们关于通过聆听 Krishna 的消时光，通过关于聆听 Krishna 的这些话题的目的，都是为了要去记住 Krishna。 如果能记住 Krishna， 那就最好了。So the next question from Chen Jun Mataji， 感恩姑对。 从前呢，从来都不烧饭，现在为了取悦 Krishna， 天天给家人做饭，但买菜呢，都是孩子喜欢吃的，比如豆腐啊、海带之类，很纠结。这样做是为了取悦 Krishna 而活动吗？ Maharaj, thank you very much. Before I never cook. However, right now, I really want to please Lord Krishna, so I started to cook for my family every day. But when I do the shopping, I always shopping the food which are favorites by my child. For example, like tofu and also like seaweed. So I feel a little bit entangled, from cooking this type of food. But I still want to ask you, from doing this, do you think I am doing activities for pleasing Lord Krishna?
Yeah, you're offering to Krishna.
你是在取悦 Krishna， 因为您把您做的食物供奉给了 Krishna。
Krishna likes the devotion.
Krishna 他喜欢的是这个我们所展现的奉爱。
So they asked Prabhupada, can we cook, that's what he knew.
Sorry, Maharaj, I didn't hear, there was a middle part, I think you missed a word.
Prabhupada actually taught Indian cooking because he knew how to cook, that's how he was raised.
Okay. 那么Srila Prabhupada他教奉献者怎么烹制印度餐食，但是这是由于Srila Prabhupada他从小到大就被这个训练者能够做印度食品，他会做的是印度餐。
But they asked Prabhupada, he said, we don't care Indian or Chinese or, Mexican, but sattvic, more to goodness.
然后当人家问出来的话这个问题的时候，爸爸说其实就不管到底是印餐也好，还是墨西哥餐也好，还是中餐也好，但是我们真正想做出来的这个餐食呢，是出于sattvic，就出于善良形态的食物。
All right. So, we don't want to make, imitation meat and things like that, too much spice or too much sugar or, anything, but nice food. It doesn't matter, Indian, because a lot of Indian cooking is really tamasic. Depends on the cook.
就是在我们在做饭的时候呢，我们可能不想用太多的这种素肉的这种食品来做饭，然后我们希望就是做的是很这个善良形态的这种食物，但是呢，不一定非得是印餐。那其实，在印餐里面有很多是处在这个激情形态的食物，这其实全部都取决于是谁在做这个饭。
Govinda Maharaj said that these Chinese ladies are the best cooks.
不是，Govinda Maharaj说呢，其实中国的 Mataji 是全世界最棒的厨师。Because
Mataji said I'm the best cook. He said he's the best cook in the world, and
And then，因为我是全世界最棒的厨师了，所以说呢，他说他的这个评价是非常的这个有说服力的。 So Maharaj, that's all the questions.
Okay, good. Thank you very much, everybody.
非常感谢大家。
We'll see you Friday. Happy Purushottam month.
那我们周五早上再见。
Who is this selfie city?
Sorry, what is that?
There's a picture, my picture, there's a picture of Tulsi, I guess. And then there's a picture of one Mataji, and on top it says selfie city.
I don't know. I don't have that picture. Oh, okay. Well, today, selfie city.She is the host of today. She is Cao Jingquan Mataji. She's our host. She's our host.
Okay.
She's the one actually broadcasted the lecture to the devotees in my life. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So, Yong Ro Gu Yu Ju Wei De Feng Shao Jie.Slow but sure.
Yeah.
Okay, you would say it in.
所有的荣耀，所有的荣耀都归于智慧的奉献者。
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Mama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna.好的，非常亲爱的大家，那我们今天的这节网课呢就到此结束了。非常非常感谢咖啡真的妈妈为我们抛洒的这么甜美的甘露，非常感谢乔金轩妈妈为我们安排的这么好的平台。也谢谢所有的 YY 的奉献者们，祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个安心的夜晚，祝大家晚安，Hare Krishna。